Will you turn in your Bibles or pew Bibles to the 117th Psalm, Psalm 117. I'm going to preach the entire Psalm this morning. Psalm 117. May the Lord bless the reading and brief exposition of His Word. Psalm 117, this is the word of God. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol Him, all peoples. For great is His steadfast love toward us, and His faithfulness, the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Well, this is a tiny psalm in the psalm book of ancient Israel, but a tiny psalm with a huge message for God's people, a colossal impact. Paul the Apostle cites this very psalm in Romans chapter 15 in verses 7 and following around verse 11 as he is describing what it means to be an apostle to the Gentiles, as the Apostle Paul is dwelling upon his vision of the full promise to the Gentiles to be saved by the grace of Almighty God. This is the psalm that he cites in that section. And so this little psalm was a catalyst to Paul's missionary urgency and energy. As we turn to the psalm, I would like for us to see three things on this Thanksgiving morning that turns our hearts and minds and our affections toward him. First of all nations and peoples are called to praise Jehovah. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all peoples. Now, if we had time, we could take this word Lord, Yahweh, Jehovah. We could run back to Exodus chapter 3. We could show how the name Jehovah is developed as the covenant name of God throughout redemptive history, and how it finds its New Testament equivalent in Matthew 28 in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. All nations are called to praise the God who is. Not a God of their imagination, not a God of their own liking, not a God of the various religions of the world, but the true and the living God, the triune God, the covenant Lord, the saving God is the God that the nations are called upon to praise. And the diversity of nations that we find here, all nations, all peoples, the diversity of people who belong to the Lord, even within our own congregation, such wonderful diversity. And yet beyond that, including even the world. One of the exciting things to me about sitting in an airport is watching all of the various people from all of the different cultures and parts of the world that you see there. Watching them and remembering such psalms as this one and Psalm 95. And one of the thrilling things about praying for the world is that you're praying for people, some of whom are very much like you, some of whom are very different than you in cultural background. And it presents for us, I think, a challenge to lift our prayers beyond our aches and pains to the extension of God's kingdom in the world. Remember that in your Thanksgiving prayer at your table today. The diversity of people belonging to the Lord, but not a diversity of faiths. A diversity of cultures, but not a diversity of faith. A diversity of races, but not a diversity of faith. A diversity of viewpoints on many things, but not a diversity of faith. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, as Paul the Apostle puts it in Ephesians. And so we find a link of Psalm 117 with the missionary mandate given to the church in Matthew 28 that we should disciple all nations. The Lord is gathering His elect from the four corners of the world. And that has extended to you. Do you, in sincerity and faith, trust in Jesus Christ who died on the cross and rose from the dead? Do you trust Him alone for your redemption and for your salvation? As you do so, you are among those that God is drawing to Himself from the world. So the ultimate view that we find in Psalm 117, praise the Lord, all nations, extol Him, all peoples, is found as we read in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, where we read, after this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne, and all the elders and the four living creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and glory and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." And so Psalm 117 and all of those wonderful psalms that call upon all nations, all tribes, all peoples to worship the Lord, God is bringing to fulfillment in that day in which every tongue, tribe, nation on earth will worship before the Lamb. And so the first thing we see in this little psalm is that all nations and peoples are called to praise Jehovah, and that certainly includes you. But secondly, will you see that there are two reasons that are given for praise in this psalm. First, his steadfast love. Look at it again. "Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all peoples, for great is his steadfast love toward us." His steadfast love, his covenant faithfulness, is great toward us. Actually, the word great could be translated, it prevails towards us. And so it prevails in our lives. Prevails, literally, it's a word used of the prevailing in battle in the book of Exodus. What could prevail in our hearts, cold and dead as they were, against God and His truth? What could prevail against our hearts and in our hearts, set contrary to God's law and opposed as we were by nature? What could prevail in our hearts that were fallen in Adam, unable to recover ourselves from our fallen estate or even to make any movement toward God in our fallen estate? What could prevail in our hearts? Well, the answer is found in this passage, his love that is pledged to save his people, his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord that endures forever. As we read in the 103rd Psalm, "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him." What could prevail in your heart but the love of God? The love of God that determined to save you from eternity past. And he is addressing here in this psalm, not Israel specifically, but the Gentiles. He is addressing the nations. He is addressing all tribes. He is addressing the Gentiles. And so do you stop in gratitude today that God chose to send his gospel beyond the borders of ancient Israel, beyond the nations, all the way to you? Do you praise him for that wonderful plan of redemption that extends to you? It's not by accident that you've heard the gospel, and it's not by accident that you have believed. It has been God's plan for all eternity. There's a second reason given for praise here, for which I hope you will thank God today, and it is that his faithfulness is eternal. You look at the psalm, "Praise the Lord, all nations, extol him, all peoples, for great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of Yahweh endures forever." His faithfulness, his love, his mercy is forever. God's promise to you is set in his eternal nature. God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being. His love for you is set in his own eternality. His purpose to save will not fall to the dirt. God the Father chose you, believer, before the foundation of the world. It is set in eternity past. God the Son from eternity past agreed to come willingly into this world and shed his blood to redeem you and purchase you unto himself. It is set in eternity. The value of his blood is a value that is of infinite, infinite merit, and so it extends into eternity that is to come. The Holy Spirit of God indwells you as the pledge of that future eternity that belongs to you, his people. And so you see what a good Calvinist the psalmist is here in Psalm 117. It is God's eternal love that he extols, God's eternal love that will not let you go, no matter what your experiences may be, no matter how difficult the road, no matter how difficult your setting. And so we are reminded in Romans chapter 8, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is a New Testament unpacking of what we find in the Psalm, that his love and faithfulness is for you eternally and will never, ever let you, his people, go. And so will you see thirdly and finally where the psalmist returns at the end. Notice how he begins, praise the Lord. Notice how he ends, praise the Lord. The third thing to see is that he returns at the end to where he began, praise, which should characterize our Christian living. Someone has said, the summons recoils on those who use it with the obligation to make its invitation heard beyond their walls and their intimate circle. God's heart includes the globe, and so should ours. And so Psalm 117 on this Thanksgiving morning is for us a very small psalm, big with praise, a very small psalm that is huge in scope, a very small psalm, and it encourages you to enlarge your heart to receive its message. And so I think the question that remains as we have read this brief little psalm from the Psalter is just this: do I praise? I'm called to praise. Do I praise? Is this the characteristic of my life? Do I live a life of praise? Praise to God. Praise to him for his mercy. Praise to him for his love that will not let you go. Does that characterize my daily life? When you're washing clothes or changing diapers or working in your job, does that characterize your life? Praise that drives out sin and self-centeredness and drives out anxiety and depression. Praise that calls upon us to extol him who has always loved his people. Do you remember what we've read in 1 Peter just recently? That you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. May the Lord replace within us those attitudes that would expel praise and give to us attitudes of praise and thankfulness that expel those attitudes that should not be in our hearts. May the Lord bless this brief reading and exposition of Psalm 117.